Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. We are in Chodesh Halvavos, Sha Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Dal.
Ladies, mute yourselves.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry?
It's noisy from the women? Is it noisy from the shul or where?
Oh, it's noisy from the Beis Medrash. I'll try to speak loud.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm telling the ladies. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll try to outshout that. Okay. Okay. Again, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. We are in Chodesh Halvavos, Sha Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Dalid. We've been discussing Yichud HaMaisa, right? Which is, again, dedicating the thing, the mitzvahs that we do, making sure that we're doing them for Hashem, and not to please, to impress the people around us. And I'm sorry? So the Chodesh Halvavos wants us to be doing it 100% for Hashem, and not at all to impress anybody else, right? But as we're discussing, we want to aim for that. But to the extent that it's a challenge, we want to understand that we grow by starting from where we are. And therefore, we say that where we start from is to insert Lashem Shemayim into the things we're doing. To, first of all, to let's say a person is doing something which you would naturally be, you know, trying to make an impression on other people. I just want to remind myself, 1 minute, this mitzvah really is supposed to be geared toward Hashem. So let's see. So Chodesh Halvavos here is discussing the things that work against Yichud HaMaisa. And what are they? First of all, it's not having enough of awareness of Hashem. This is what we saw in Perek Dalet. Second, not having a proper understanding of Hashem's expectations. And third is the assaults of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara will be working on trying to undo our Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. And now, what the Chodesh Halvavos is telling us is that the challenge here is, this is what we ended with yesterday, the challenge here is that we relate to the tangible. We relate to the tangible. And what's tangible is the people around us. If we want to overcome this issue, we need to get to a place where we have Hashem and his expectation. We want to make that as tangible as we can so that it can overcome the sense that we have of the people around us and trying to impress them. Okay. So now we're continuing in the first paragraph of this Perek Dalet, and that is, Em yasa misheinu yadayas ha'lekim. Did something else? I'm sorry? Oh, thank you. You know, I wouldn't do it now because it'll confuse me, but I would, thank you. Okay. If a person who doesn't have that proper awareness of Hashem, he does masa mimasi avoido, he does engage in mitzvahs, kavanosai bahem misheyiro v'yikavem ibnei adam bilvad, really, what he's doing is, I guess the perspective that we'll put on this is a person who is living as a part of, from society. He's comfortable there. It works for him. He has a very low level of awareness of Hashem. And basically, his whole function as a frum person becomes, moves into the social context. It moves into the social context. Meaning, you have to keep up with everybody else. Right, you have to keep up with everybody else. You have to be doing mitzvahs in a way that is socially acceptable. You have to be relating to the people around you in a way that's socially acceptable. And basically, his avodas Hashem is mishayirav yikavim ben meyot milvad. Why does he do mitzvahs? Because he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. Or because he wants to impress people and he wants to have a good standing. Right? So a person can mamish move into a place where he's living a life of Torah and mitzvahs completely geared toward, he is basically, who's he serving? He's serving the society around him. Scary thing. Basically with his mitzvahs, he is serving the people of his shul, the people of his community, and not their creator. Because he's not really in touch with him, he doesn't really think about him much. And basically, all of his mitzvahs are about keeping up with society, social activities. Chalila. And he says, this is basically the same. The Chavis Havavis is going very harsh here, but he says, why does an Oved Avodah Zarah do Avodah Zarah? He doesn't know about Hashem, so he does Avodah Zarah. This person, again, the Chavis Havavis is putting a harsh twist on this and saying that this person is serving his peers instead of serving Hashem. He's, I don't want to use the word worship here, but when a person is doing avoda dedicated toward, what is worship of Hashem? What does the word worship mean as far as we're concerned? Things that you're doing because you want to please Hashem. Hashem said to do them and you want to please Hashem. So if you're doing them in order to please people, the Chavis HaVavis is putting that into a perspective of similar to an Eved Avodah Zarah. Now we want to be careful here. We want to be careful here and remind ourselves that the Chavis HaVavis is talking about very subtle levels, right? Like we say, you know, if you embarrass a person, you're a murderer. You're not going to get killed by Beis Din for doing that, right? So we're talking about subtle levels. But the Chavis HaVavis wants to train us to relate to this, wants to put into us a certain revulsion at the idea of trying to please a person with a mitzvah. And how does he do that? By associating it with Avodah Zarah. You're making that person the objective, the target of your Avodah. Why does it make him feel? Reb Shmuel is asking, what happens if he does it because it makes him feel good? Why does it make him feel good? What's that? So this person is doing it because he knows he's supposed to be doing it. And doing what he's supposed to do gives him a good feeling. That's very good. On the contrary, you know what? We're supposed to feel gratification. That's not Shalei Lishma. Feeling gratification with the knowledge that I'm doing what I need to be doing, that I'm growing closer to Hashem, is actually a fundamental part of our Avodas Hashem. And we're not meant to be Oved Hashem, engaged in mitzvahs, with a feeling of, I don't want to be feeling any pleasure in this. It's all just for Olam Haba. It doesn't work that way. You begin connecting to the Ano of Olam Haba here in this world. And fortunate is the person who already starts connecting it in the gratification of the mitzvahs he's doing it. That's not called Shalei Lishma, Chas V'Shalom. On the contrary, if a person can feel pleasure and gratification in the mitzvahs that he does, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. Okay. But as we're going through this again, since we're talking about high levels, I'm going to keep on coming back and like qualifying it and putting it into perspective. I think I've probably told here in the past the story of Avigdor Miller. He was in the hospital toward the end of his days, and he had a grandchild was with him. He ate something, and then he had to bench. So he benched with intent kavana. And then he said to his grandchild, he said, Yashar Koach, I'm happy you were here. Very blunt. Why? He said, because I don't know if I would have had the koach to bench properly, but you were sitting here watching me. And I felt funny to smear a benching when you were here. So I benched with kavana. I benched properly. Now, what's my point? My point is coming back to the point that we're making before. We might be in a situation there. On the contrary, he used his consciousness of the other person in order to do what he really wanted to do anyways, right? We can do that also. As we saw earlier, the Chavis HaVavis said earlier in the Sefer that why is busha, why is shame a good thing? Shame is a good thing because it prompts us to do chesed. It prompts us to do the things that we need to do. I hear he's coming and telling us that's like Avodah Zarah. But the answer is, once again, There are madregas. First, you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. Then you want to make sure that you're doing L'shem Shemayim. But besides that, if I could say, you know what? The fact that I'm conscious of other people is a good impetus. It's a good way of coming to do it L'shem Shemayim. Then again, it's mitach shalei lishma bal lishma. I'm doing it. I understand this is the right thing to do. I might not be motivated enough to do it on my own. I use the fact that people are looking at me to say, oh, that's already a motivation. But really, I want to do it because I want to do it for the right purposes. So, and it's all coming back to the same point. We start with this whole business by trying to arouse the awareness of L'shem Shemayim, trying to insert a degree of L'shem Shemayim to the things we do, and then aspire to coming to a place where we're not conscious of the people around us at all. Okay. Now, here, the Cheres Halvavitz gets into a discussion about when you have a person who, and again, here, we're not the person he's talking to. I don't think any of us are like that. When you have a person who, on the contrary, his whole agenda in life is to keep up with the Joneses and to please the Joneses and Ruchnias. But that's all that he's doing. So here the Cheres Halvavitz goes harsh with this person. When that's all a person is doing, he likes the society he's in, he wants to do well in that society, his entire purpose in Torah and mitzvahs is he wants to be admired, he wants to have good standing in his social circles. So listen to this. The Chavis HaVavis calls this a chanif. A chanif from the term chanufa, a flatterer. What do we mean by a flatterer? A person, a people pleaser. That's what we're talking about in terms of a chanif here. A people pleaser. He's doing mitzvahs, he's doing all kinds of things because he wants to gain people's respect and admiration. So, the Cheres Halvavitz goes ahead here and says, Yesh Yisrael lo yivid kechovim al chonif barbo dvarim. If a person is living this way, he says, an idolater has four advantages over this person, is better than this person in four ways. Echad mehem, number one is, ki ha'oved k'chavim bizman she'in chazoyim. When you have an idolater, nowadays, an idolater, when we don't have Nevi'im bringing the direct word of Hashem, einenu muzhar al yedei Navi she'yivareh etzlei hefzed machshavtoi, to an extent, he's not exempting him of accountability, but he's mitigating it somewhat. At a time when you don't have Nevi'im bringing the live word of Hashem, it's not the same. It's not the same. There's a little bit of a lesser extent of accountability. But when a person is doing mitzvahs, he's in the parsha of Hashem's Torah, right? Idolater might say, okay, he's completely out of the parsha. He's not aware. Okay, fine. Maybe there's a p'tor of Tinik Shanishba. When a person is in the parsha, he understands that he's in this system called Avodas Hashem, but yet he's doing it just for the people around him. Yeshal of Taina, this is already a problem. There will be a complaint against him. He is in the system. He's acknowledging the system. He understands that Hashem says, you should be serving me and not others. And yet he's serving others through this system of Avodas Hashem. That's one taina that the Cheres Halvavitz has on the person who's living a life of Torah mitzvahs simply in order to impress the people around him, simply for his social standing, etc. So that's number one. Hasheni, number two. Kya oyvid kechavim oyvid mishein emamre eserlekim. Listen to this. He has a certain limud zchus on an idolater. What's the idolater serving? Serving a statue? He's serving a statue. So at least he is not serving someone who is defying Hashem. He's serving a statue. Again, he's not coming here to advocate, but he's coming to say, compare this with the person who is being oved Hashem simply for society around him. Amachniv b'tayas elikim, if a person is serving Hashem in order to people please, I mean, what's worse? What's worse? if a person, Avodah Zarah is terrible. Like, but what's worse? If we're already talking about Madrigas and Avodah Zarah, a person who worships a stone, or a person who worships someone who's out to spite Hashem. A person who worships, say, Yeravam ben Nevat, okay? In the olden days, Paroi, okay? So that's worse, because here you're worshiping someone who's actually in a fight with Hashem. This way, you're doing a terrible sacrilege. You're worshiping a stone. The stone is dead. But when you're actually going and subjecting yourself to someone who's against Hashem, that makes the crime that much worse, right? So therefore, he's saying, if you are serving society around you, you're actually serving people who are spiting Hashem too, because among them, there are Avera doers. Ashlishi, another area where an idolater might be better than a people pleaser. An idolater has his one idol that he worships. Whereas a person who's a people pleaser, he can be worshiping all of society, all the people around, everybody in his neighborhood are his idols. Number 4 is, if a person is an idolater, everybody knows what he's all about. Then Yishmaru Mimenu, and they just keep away from him. Because everybody knows what he's about. Whereas a person who's a people pleaser and he has no Yirat Shamayim, Hashem's not a part of the picture, he can cause a lot more harm in terms of the people around him. This deserves elaboration, but we'll stop here for tonight. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To you.